Plan 27 by Lavian. Read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandom Avengers. Pairing Clint Barton, Phil Coulson. Rating General Audiences. Phil has a plan. It's a good one, if he does say so himself. Maybe even his best one yet. It's a solid combination of plans 2, ask him out for coffee, 13, ask him out for coffee, ditch subtlety, 27, be suave for God's sake, 37, reference good working relationship, and 51, casually call him by his first name. Incorporating Plan 51 wasn't exactly on the agenda, but after that stunt with the Hydra base and the explosion that took out 2 supporting walls and the subsequent collapse of what had seemed like half the building at the time and the tracker that chose that exact moment to stop sending its signal, well, let's just say it nearly gave Phil a heart attack and he isn't entirely sure he can say Barton without his voice cracking, which would negate Plan 27. So, no. It's a little bit embarrassing, perhaps, this torch Phil has been carrying for years. He's tried to get over it, ignore it, bury it, stuff it into a barrel full of water and let the fish deal with it, to no avail. And he's not getting any younger, so if he's ever to find out if Barton returns Phil's interest, it will have to be soon. Hence, the plan. Luckily, Barton can always be relied on to linger after a debriefing. His various handlers over the years may have reported otherwise, but Phil has never known Barton not to leave last. So he waits until everyone else has left the briefing room, meeting Fury's smirk with his usual unimpressed gaze, before he calls out. Agent. Shit, Plan 51. Clint. Barton. Clint, for God's sake. Phil should at least try not to mess this up. Visibly falters misstep, head jerking around so he can stare at Phil. Is that a good sign? It's probably a good sign. It's a bad sign, isn't it? Sir? Sir? Clint asks, his voice still rough from all the dust he inhaled earlier, and there's color rising on his cheeks. Jesus, is he running a fever? Phil should send him to medical to get himself checked over again. Or, Phil? God, it's probably the only time he'll ever hear Clint say his name. Phil wants to grab him by the shoulders and make him say it over and over again. Stick to the plan, he reminds himself. Be suave. Reference good working relationship. Do you trust me? He asks. A moment later, he wants to take himself out behind the dumpster and beat some sense into himself, preferably with his head against the wall. He's a seasoned agent with a history of conducting field missions, large and small, managing his assets in ways that make them fucking shine, and yet, somehow, he thinks the best way to get past Clint's defenses is to bring up his trust issues? He doesn't deserve coffee. What he deserves is a demotion back to Proby. But I do, Clint says, wary and questioning and painfully sincere, looking earnestly at Phil like he thinks Phil might throw those words right back at his face. Like Phil's breath didn't just get stuck somewhere beneath his diaphragm. Be fucking suave. Then have coffee with me. He says, his voice surprisingly steady to his own ears. He really expected it to waver in time with his pounding heart. Clint's cheeks are pink now. Maybe it's not just Phil, and the room is really too warm. Are you asking me to trust you not to put something in it? He asks, gazing at the general vicinity of Phil's left knee. I'd like to put something in you, Phil thinks. Then blinks, appalled at himself. I'm asking you to trust me, Phil starts, and he really means that sentence to end with something poignant, except he can't think of anything that doesn't sound cheesy or like a bad cliche, and so the moment passes. Disappears around the bend with a wave and the shouted promise to send a postcard from Vegas. Maybe he should just return to Plan 78. Write letter, shove it under his door. Clint has good eyes. Given a little time, he can decipher Phil's chicken scratch. And yet, somehow, amazingly, despite Phil's failure to maintain a calm and confident air, Clint is starting to smile. "I do," he says again, and his voice is soft and he's peering at Phil from beneath his lashes for the second time in 12 hours, and Phil's sure his heart is just going to stop, because this is... Clint is... Holy Mother of God, how did Phil not notice this? "So," Clint says, worrying his lower lip between his teeth. Phil might think the gesture is entirely innocent, if he didn't know Clint. He does, though. "Coffee?" "Coffee?" "With pleasure," he says, reaching up to loosen his tie and pretending he doesn't notice the way Clint's eyes grow a little darker at the motion. Now that he's got his answer, Phil has decided that casual is the new suave, and he doesn't really need his suit jacket either. In a minute or two, they'll go have coffee. Clint, as always, will take his black. Phil, just this once, will take his with a splash of milk, a little sugar, and sweet, sweet victory. The end. Thanks for listening.